that any Muslim who experiences any hardship, discomfort, worry, sorrow, grief and distress, even if a thorn has to prick him, the words of the hadith, even if a thorn has to prick him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it an atonement for his gunas. His gunas get maaf. Any takleef that a Muslim has to endure. Remember, a Muslim is very valuable in the sight of Allah. A Muslim is a valuable thing in the sight of Allah. So if something happens to a mu'min, it doesn't just happen for nothing. Allah loves us. You think Allah is going to want thorns to prick us? Allah is going to want our motor car to pack up on us? Allah Pak is going to want us to get a puncture on the highway? No. Allah loves us. He chose us to read His kalima. He chose us to be the ummatis of His mahbub, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you think He wants to just give us taklif and make us sick and make people get heart attacks and bypasses and people's business going down and... No, no, no. If Allah Pak does it, it is because He has got something greater in store for us. But if He doesn't do this, we're not going to look at that. So Hazrat, He gave this example in a different context, but we can use it here also. The person is biting on a sour mango, green mango, sour mango. How are you going to take that mango away from him and tell him that there are other sweeter mangoes? You try and take that mango away from him, he'll fight with you. So the best way is to present him with a sweet mango. But he has to leave that sour mango first. Then he will taste that sweet mango. So many people you hear, they lost their job. They lost their job. All of a sudden, now when they lose the job, they're in pareshani. Mona bills to meet end of the month. This problem, that problem. Now they're looking this way, that way. But if the person makes some sabr, then after a short while, Allah Pak gives him a much better job. Then when you meet him, you say, hey Mona, blessing in disguise, man. You know now, I was such an easy life, man. I only go this time, I knock off that time, Saturday I only work half day plus that. Whenever I need off, I need this. What a lovely lani I got. Everything. So Allah Pak, He puts us through something, either to give us something better, or to give us sawab and give us ajr and give us reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make whatever a Muslim has to endure, any sickness, anything, even a thorn has to prick a believer, it is an atonement for his gunas. It is not for nothing. It is not to give a believer taklif, no. A believer is not one who just gets taklif for nothing. A believer, if anything happens to him, Allah Pak is going to give him some reward on it, or Allah Pak is going to forgive his sins. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala who reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidatina Umme Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anha, do not curse fever. The person gets fever, don't curse the fever. Why don't curse the fever? Because it removes the sins of the progeny of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Person who gets fever, the reason he is getting the fever is because that fever removes his gunas in the manner that a furnace removes rust from iron. Just like how if a piece of steel, iron has got some rust on it, in the old days they would put it into the furnace. Now maybe Shakir will tell us what they do, I don't know what they do. In the old days they put it into the furnace. They burn it, scrape it down, so they remove all the rust. That same steel becomes stainless steel. Isn't it? Same process. They heat it. And they, what they do? They galvanize it. Now it loses all that rust and all that, now it becomes a strong piece of steel again. In the same way that insan who has got fever, Muslim insan, not kafir, Muslim. Only Muslim enjoys these perks. Kafir also goes through the same thing, but he doesn't get the perks. The believer gets the perks. So the mu'min, the believer who gets fever, then it is like how that furnace is removing the rust from the iron. In the same way, that believer, that fever is burning up his gunas. His heart is getting galvanized. Now the rust can't settle. All the gunas are getting burnt out. The third hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that I heard Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, when I afflict my banda with his two beloved possessions and he then exercises sabr, he exercises patience, I will grant him Jannah in lieu of it. What are these two beloved possessions? His eyesight. Eyesight. So many people, as they age, they lose their sight. And you see a person who has lost his sight, he becomes totally helpless. Totally helpless. He lost his sight. He can't drive, he can't walk on his own, he can't go masjid on his own, nothing. I was speaking to my grandfather this morning. So he has lost his sight, he doesn't have sight anymore. So it so happened, now he's always worried, now how he's going to go for Tarawih, now who's going to take him for Tarawih, bring him back, night time, this, that. But it so happened that in the yard where they are staying, so in one of the houses, there is his granddaughter's house too. So they're reading Tarawih in the house. So he's telling me, Allah Pak made it so easy. The Tarawih is right next door. I don't have to worry. So I told him, you see, all your life you went to the masjid. The day you couldn't go to the masjid, Allah Pak brought the masjid to you. You don't worry. The masjid never come out, the activity of the masjid. So I told him, you went your whole life, you used to go. Now the day you can't go, say Allah Pak brought the masjid to you. But the person becomes lachar, he becomes this thing. Now sometimes he's getting excited because he hears a noise, he doesn't know what the noise is for. Sometimes you get disorientated. Now all that is not for nothing. Sometimes people are shouting you, they're getting irritated with you. So they can't understand, now you can't see what's going through your mind. Now this morning he's telling me, he's saying, you know what man, I've got a doubt about the Qibla now. I don't know if we check the Qibla. I don't know if these people have checked the Qibla properly. And the house is facing the ocean. So I said, no, Nana, don't worry, man. You're reading right. The Qibla direction is right. He's saying, you sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure. It's alright. You know, I don't know these ladies if they check the Qibla properly. Now all these things worry you because you can't see. But now, I'm just giving you a few examples, but you must be knowing other people also who have lost their sight, etc. Now how they become. So it is not for nothing. Allah Pak is going to give the person Jannat. He makes sabr, Allah Pak will give him Jannat in lieu of it. For Hadith Sharif, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala who reports that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a Muslim is afflicted with a bodily affliction, any illness, whatever type of illness, now somebody tore their ligaments, somebody got a pinched nerve, somebody fell down and got hurt, whatever problem, it is said to the angel, now this is a very, very important hadith, and it gives a lot of peace of mind to those who were making ibadat and now due to some, you know, problem, they can't do what they were doing. So listen to this. It is said to the angel who records his pious deeds. We know that the angels, Kiram and Katibin, they are on our shoulders. Sometimes the people think one's name is Kiraman and the other one's name is Katibin. It's not like that. Kiram and Katibin means the honorable scribes, both of them. because they're both scribes. Now one is writing down good deeds, one is writing down the evil deeds. Their names are not Kiram and Katibin. What their names are, Allah knows each one what's their name. But they are the scribes, the honorable scribes, Kiram and Katibin. So the one who records the good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, continue recording the pious deeds that this person used to commit in his state of good health.